الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم واخشوا يوما لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا، إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: فوالله لا الفقر أخشى عليكم، ولكن أخشى عليكم من تبسط عليكم الدنيا كما بسطت على من كان قبلكم، فتنافسوها كما تنافسوها وتهلككم كما أهلكتهم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. علمائي الكرام، most respected elders and brothers, in the ayat al-kareema which was recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out and exhorts and pleads to mankind that, O people, fear your Rabb. اتقوا ربكم, fear your Rabb. Ulama-i kiram explained that Rabb is that being who brings from non-existence into existence, that being who nurtures, sustains, maintains. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling out to mankind and reminding mankind that your Allah is that being who has brought you from non-existence into existence. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has sustained you, nourished you, who is maintaining you and will continue to do so. So such a kind Allah, such a generous Allah, such a merciful Allah, fear Him. In other words, do not do any such action which will bring the displeasure and the anger of such a kind and merciful Allah. اتقوا ربكم. Thereafter in this ayat al-kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains a plan of action that how to develop this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this Allah consciousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَخْشَوْ يَوْمًا لَا يَجْزِي وَالِدٌ عَنْ وَلَدِهِ. Fear such a day in which no parent will be of any aid or assistance to his child, and neither will any child be of any aid and assistance to his parents. In other words, the day of Qiyamah, each and every person will have to account and will have to stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and answer for his or her actions. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant special permission and will grant intercession on behalf of certain people. For example, the Hafiz al-Quran who makes amal on the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the permission to intercede on behalf of 10 such people from his family who have been destined and doomed for the fire of Jahannam. But this is dependent on the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should also understand, as Maulana is always mentioning, that it is referring to not any Hafiz al-Quran. It is referring to that Hafiz al-Quran who makes amal on the Quran al-Kareem. In his life we can see the Quran al-Kareem practically. So such a Hafiz al-Quran, من قرأ القرآن فاستظهره فأحل حلاله وحرم حرامه أدخله الله الجنة وشفعه في عشرة من أهله كلهم قد وجبت له النار. The gist of which is that person who memorizes or recites the Quran al-Kareem, memorizes it and makes amal on it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the ability to intercede on behalf of 10 such family members of his who have been doomed for the fire of Jahannam. But as a general rule, on the day of Qiyamah, every person will have to account for his or her own actions. And if his good deeds outweigh his evil, then he will enter into Jannah. And on the contrary, if his evil outweigh his good deeds, then inevitably he will have to go into the fire of Jahannam. And he will have to pay for those actions which he has done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ, that the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truth, and it is true and nothing but the truth. إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ بِالْبَعْثِ حَقٌّ. What is this promise? It is a promise that on the day of Qiyamah, or rather when you leave this world, then you will be brought back to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will have to be resurrected and give account for your action. So this promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the truth and nothing but the truth. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a promise, or when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has informed us of certain things, then we should have the yaqeen and conviction that is the truth and nothing but the truth. As Mawlana always explains and beautifully explains, that we should consider ourselves to be blind, and we should consider Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and what he has informed us as the truth and nothing but the truth. So we should consider Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a seeing person. So the sensible thing for a blind person is to place his hands in the hand of a seeing person. For Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had been informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to certain things. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, or when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that interest will destroy our wealth, or when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informs us that by giving charity your wealth will increase, then we should have this firm conviction and yaqeen that it is the truth and nothing but the truth. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to inculcate this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to gain success in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Do not allow this temporary world to deceive you. If we look at this world, everything in this world is temporary. Everything in this world is temporary. If we take the most beautiful of homes, 150 years down the line, there is nothing left of it. Or if there is something left of it, then it is not worth much. Or similarly, we take a car that's on the market, 10 years, 15 years down the line, there is something else which has replaced it. So everything in this world is temporary. Therefore, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Allah Ma'alusi, rahmatullah alayhi, mentions, بِأَنْ تُلْهِيكُمْ بِلَذَّاتِهَا عَنِ الطَّاعَاتِ. That the pleasures of this world must not divert you from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, dunya in itself, or this world in itself, is not detested. But that dunya is detested, which will divert us from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi gives a beautiful example of a ship which is sailing on the oceans of the water. He says, as long as the waters of the ocean remain outside the ship, then the ship will reach its destination. But if the waters of the ocean begin to enter the ship, then inevitably the ship will sink. But the ship has to have the waters of the ocean to reach its destination. In the same way, this dunya is mazra'atul akhirah. It is our field and our farm for the akhirah. This dunya is our means for making our akhirah. Therefore, we need this dunya. But the moment we will allow this dunya to overwhelm us, to overcome us, then inevitably we will attain destruction. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in another place of the Qur'an al-Kareem, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Allah ta'ala mentions that, O believers, do not allow your wealth nor your family to divert you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For whomsoever will allow his wealth or his families or his properties to divert him from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will reach destruction. In another place of the Qur'an al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the Sahaba al-Kiram and mentions a praiseworthy quality found in the Sahaba al-Kiram. And what was that? رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. That they were rijal, they were men, men in the true sense of the word, that they did not allow their trade or their business to divert them from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the establishment of salah and from the fulfillment of zakah. So therefore, we find that now, alhamdulillah, we are going through the period of December, and normally we find that businesses are booming at this time. So alhamdulillah, this is very good, and we need to work in this dunya to attain self-sufficiency. But we should understand that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing for us. It is not our business that is providing for us. We need to develop and build this yaqeen that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will send the customers. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will create the business. Therefore, we should not allow our businesses or our trade to divert us from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in this period of December and period of festivity. Therefore, further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. That do not allow the deceiver to deceive you. In other words, shaitan will deceive you. Fi imhalihi wa fi hilmihi. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you still have plenty of time, you are still young, but we know that so many young people are leaving this world. Therefore, this is a deception of shaitan, that he will tell you that you still have plenty of time, you still have a lot of time, you are still young, enjoy life. But we know, as Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, somebody mentioned to him that, or he mentioned to somebody that change your life. So this person said that I'm not ready yet. So he said, when will you be ready? Before death or after death? So he said, no, inshallah, before death. So he said, when is this death? Therefore we should all ask our question, as Mawlana always mentions, what if? Always ask ourselves this question, that what if in this sin, or what if in this negligence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away our soul, then what will be our condition? Therefore the time for changing is now, and it is a deception of shaitan that he will tell you that still enjoy life. When you reach a certain age, then only you will change your life. In the hadith al-sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, فَوَاللَّهِ لَلْفَقْرُ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ, that by the qasam of Allah, it is not poverty that I fear over you. It is not poverty that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam feared over his ummah. وَلَكِنْ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ مَنْ تُبْسَطَ عَلَيْكُمُ الدُّنْيَا, but I fear that this world will open up for you. You will begin to flourish in this world. كَمَا بُسِطَتْ عَلَى مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ, this just as it had been opened up for the nations before you. And what happened to the nations before you? فَتَنَافَسُوهَا, or rather Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions that you will vie with one another just as they had vied and competed with one another. Therefore we find that this competing in matters of dunya is only going to create more and more greed, and we will never attain satisfaction and contentment. Therefore Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions in one hadith that in matters of dunya, look at those beneath you. If you are eating 3 meals a day, look at that person who is eating 2 meals a day. And if you are eating 2 meals a day, look at that person who is eating 1 meal a day. And if you are eating 1 meal a day, look at that person who is scratching in the buns for means of sustenance. If you are having or giving a certain amount, on the other hand, in matters of deen, look at those above you. So if you are giving a certain amount of charity, then look at that person who is giving much, much more. Or look at that person who is reaching much, much more salah. In that way you will continuously increase your ibadah. But in matters of dunya, look at those beneath you. Then only you will attain satisfaction and contentment. Otherwise, man humani la yashba'an. In the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions that two people will never ever attain satiation and satisfaction. From amongst them, one is such person who has the greed for this dunya. Then you will find he will be continuously hankering for more and more. Because if you buy one car, then a new car comes on the market. Now you will work hard and toil to get another car. Of course, to have the best, there is no problem with that. But to become so involved in this dunya that now it takes us away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is not desired in Sharia. Therefore, we find in another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَرُزِقَ كَفَافًا وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا أَتَى, that person who has attained success, who has entered the fold of Islam, and he has been granted sustenance which is sufficient, and together with being granted sustenance which is sufficient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him contentment over that which he has been given. So we find that this is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person is granted satisfaction, he is granted contentment. But we find that in this ayat al-kareema, there is a great lesson for us, that we should not allow this world to divert us from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Mawlana gives a beautiful example in the airport of the departure lounge, that we find that a person is sitting in the departure lounge, and we find that he has beautiful couches around him, first class departure lounge, and it is air conditioned, there are beautiful trees, and everything is very, very comfortable and cozy. But we find that this person never takes his eye away from the departure time. He will sit and enjoy whatever, but he will not allow that enjoyment to take his eye away from the departure time. Always his eye is on the departure time, that I must not miss my flight. In the same way, this dunya has been created for us to use it, but we should never become oblivious of our departure time, that when can the angel of death strike? Therefore, we should not allow this dunya to divert us from remembering or taking stock and keeping in mind that at any time the angel of death will strike. Therefore, it is essential for us to keep ourselves ready. At any time, the angel of death can strike and take away our souls. Therefore, we find that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in this hadith that it is not poverty that I fear over you. And we find that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was rahmatul lil alameen. Therefore, we find that he made so much of dua for this ummah. Therefore, we find that poverty is something which in itself sometimes can create a kufr. But we find that poverty in itself will link one to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not fear poverty of his ummah. But he feared that this world will become widespread for the ummah, and it will deviate one from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he grants us the ability to make amal on what has been said. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he removes the calamities and the difficulties of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we make dua that the nikah has been performed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant happiness, satisfaction, tranquility between the spouses. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that the husband is a means of aid and assistance in deen for his wife, and vice versa. The wife is a means of aid and assistance for deen for the husband. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this nikah a means of pious offspring who will be flag bearers of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alayhi.